Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Tuesday, November 26, 2013. Two Palestinians killed by Israeli troops' gunfire in the West Bank and farmer injured in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian sources reported that two men were killed by Israeli troops' gunfire near Yatta village east of the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Tuesday evening. According to witnesses, heavy gunfire was heard by residents near the Za'ev settlement and that two Palestinian men were reported killed. They added that the Israeli troops closed the area and did not allow ambulance crews to get to the scene. No further details were available until the time of this report. Earlier on Tuesday near Hebron, three Palestinian civilians were injured when Israeli troops invaded the village of Beit Umar. Local sources announced that Israeli soldiers stormed the village coming from the nearby Kermin Sur illegal Israeli settlement and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Three villagers were moved to hospital from tear gas inhalation, the sources added. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded Halhul town and the nearby Al-Arub refugee camp near Hebron, searched homes and kidnapped four residents, among them 14-year-old child. In Gaza today, Israeli troops shot and injured a Palestinian young man near the borders between Israel and the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis. Local sources said that Israeli troops opened fire at a group of farmers working their land and hit a young man in his leg. Medical sources said that he sustained moderate wounds and was moved to the city hospital for treatment. Israeli troops stationed at the borders with Gaza frequently target Palestinian farmers and workers near the border areas, causing many injuries. In other news, Israeli settlers hurled on Tuesday morning a number of Molotov cocktails at Palestinian residents and their cars from the village of Burin near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. According to the residents, a man from the village was targeted by the settlers on Tuesday morning, but residents rushed to help him and put the fire off before he sustained any injuries. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, November 26, 2013, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.